This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hi there.
Hello.
What are you laughing at, friend?
You happen to have your Christmas card facing me. I just glanced up and looked to the right. I believe you got that last week, but it was looking at me today. There it is, no, Mojo.
Last week.
Or is that new?
Last week, I received a condolence card
from
Mojo about the passing of my father.
Yes.
This would be the card for all of us, which is why I placed it there so you could see.
Did you do that on purpose?
I did.
You got me.
I know where
you look. Because I swear to God, I did not look at that until the mics opened. I swear to God.
And now that you've seen it, Mike, take a closer look.
Let me take a closer look at Mojo.
Look at the photo that this guy, Morris Jones, famous TV newsman,
our friend,
has selected for his seasonal photograph. First off,
what
I
is he
say
thinking?
Something.
What is
I
he
want to
thinking?
Say something.
Well, go ahead.
Members jackets only. Never. Members only jackets.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Right. This isn't even a members only jacket. This is a This is a jacket that you'd see like on the streets of Hong Kong. This is not a jacket that Americans wear.
Maybe that's where he is.
What the hell is he doing?
It's kind of a disco retro. Shiny jacket.
And he's got a backpack on.
And he only has the two bottom buttons bottomed. It's like an old-time shiny, satiny baseball jacket.
And he's had it taken in front of the cherry blossoms down, obviously, at the Tidal Basin here in Washington, D.C. That's where he's had his picture taken. And he's either got black stripes on that or he's wearing some sort of backpack. And I'm going to opt for the latter. I think it's a backpack that he's wearing.
And with no offense to the great Morris Jones from Sinclair Broadcasting, as he's standing in this photo, and he has each of his thumbs hanging... Hooked on his pockets. It could be a photo...
Actually, it's not a backpack. I think it's the striped shirt that he's wearing. The jacket.
That photo, standalone, could be like on a gay website. Hi. My name is this guy.
It's just,
and I like this stuff.
I saw it 3 feet away, and it just jumped off the card at me. Here's Mojo. Mojo just staring at me here.
Looking
phenomenal, though. I mean, really, nobody has blacker hair.
But he never forgets. And, you know, I think that might be the only celebrity Christmas card we get now, because I don't think we got one from Julio last year.
Whoa.
So we're down to
no
more.
Julio Iglesias?
We didn't get one last year. We got our fingers crossed for this year.
What channel is Morris Jones on, anyway?
I think you can sometimes see him on WBFF Channel 45.
In Baltimore.
May I put it up on my wall here?
Please do, Mike.
I think you should.
I'm thrilled with this.
Do we need a tack?
It's a card for all of us. Please read the inside.
Sorry, I was being selfish.
Read the first card of the year.
All right, well, on the outside, season's greetings, and you open the card up. Hi, guys.
Hi, Morris.
Here's wishing you and all the staff a very Merry Christmas, your pal, Morris Jones. He does not disappoint.
He does not.
I love this guy.
Yeah.
Good, nice guy.
All right, where'd I put my...
Merry Christmas, Mojo.
Did you lose the tack?
I lost it. Oh, no, it is. I got it right here.
He's a swinger, right?
He's a single successful... Is he single?
I just remember...
Have we ever found out whether he was single or not
from that photo?
He was single when we last saw him, and remember, he smelled of talcum powder.
He's an interesting cat.
There is
no doubt about that. He is a truly interesting cat.
And here's something you're not going to like, Rob.
What?
Throughout the show when I ask, you know, hey, Rob.
Hey, Don.
It's a rhetorical question, but you know time it is?
What time is it?
It's Obama time.
Oh, stop that. Stop that right now.
What time is it?
It's Obama time.
That's right.
You know, and I knew you were a Hillary backer, but of course now that Oprah has come out with this incredible groundswell of support for Obama.
Right.
You've changed your vote now, right?
No.
I thought you buy all of Oprah's books?
Mike.
You buy all the books in the book club?
I'm one of her angels.
Oh, you're an Oprah's angel.
Here's the problem. I'm one of Oprah's fallen angels.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
I'm just hoping if I vote for Barack Obama that because Oprah is backing him that I might get like a free refrigerator.
It's Obama time!
Tell me, baby.
Hey, listen, for an opening tape today, we've selected from yesterday's Patriots game, Jim Nance, really getting mad at the guy that guaranteed the victory. It's about 60 seconds long, and it's about as agitated as you'll hear Nancy get during a game. He calls the guy stupid.
Oh, this is early in the game, right?
Wow. No, this is late in the game.
Is this late in the game?
This is late in the game.
He was talking about the guy all the way through.
When the Patriots have already beaten the guy for two touchdowns. Mm-hmm. Anyway, here he is. Jim Nance. Let's start today. It's a build, but it's Nance really having a hissy fit.
Good. Okay.
You got to love her.
Well, I say I think he'll walk away with a lot of regret because some of his teammates actually thought this was a win-win situation for him. That's what started the whole deal right there. But, you know, talking to some of the Steelers, they actually, in trying to stand up for their teammate, you know, they would say things like, well, what do you want to say? Sure, we're going into a game. We think we're going to win. We're not going to say we're going to lose. But as you said to me last night, this was only the 8 trillionth time somebody came out with a guarantee. It is so old. It is so unoriginal.
Here he goes.
And it is so stupid, really, to say something like that in this day and age.
Yeah, it is. And but what really got you riled up is what?
One of the players said, hey, he's been on ESPN all week.
It's a win-win.
Give me a break. I mean, this self...
It's going to be on again this week.
Self-aggrandizing day of the modern-day athlete. Just because you say something dumb and it gets you on TV a lot, it's not win-win. You've been made a fool today right here by Tom Brady.
Whoa, right. Oh.
Hey, how about Nancy?
You know what needed to be said? Good man. Good man. I like Jim Nance.
How about
That's good.
You know what? Hey, you've been made a fool today by Tom Brady, who is simply... the handsomest quarterback I've ever had the pleasure of covering.
You know, since Tom Brady, let me tell you something, guys, grew his hair out, I have to tell you, he's so much more handsome than he was before.
You're right, Jim.
Jim, and I like Phil. Kudos to Phil Simms for trying to ramp Jim up a little bit there.
Yeah.
Of course, it took Tom Brady, what 8 minutes to show this guy up, you know, 2 touchdowns in the 8 minutes. It was something ridiculous like that.
You know, guys, it's very cold here today, but not me. I am hot under the collar.
That's stupid. That's dumb.
That is dumb. That's really stupid.
Self-aggrandizing.
Well, it's not a win-win, Phil Simms.
He trips over it as well.
Yes, he does. It's hard to say.
And what's great
self-aggrandizing.
Is he breaks his own cardinal rule. It's as the play is going on.
Mm-hmm.
Nance is letting his rant slip into the next play.
Little window into the soul of one Jim Nance there. You know, he doesn't like the trash talking. Doesn't like it at all.
I apologize, guys. I got 2 verbose. Look at this red vest.
Hey, how about the outfit that Phil Simms was wearing? What the hell was that? He looked like Mr. Mongorian's Wonder Emporium.
Hey, guys,
I mean, with the yellow shirt.
Phil is colorblind.
Guys.
He sure looked it yesterday. You know, you really, really can't miss with a bright yellow dress shirt.
Yeah.
A bright yellow dress shirt really brings it home, especially during the holidays.
When you got the canary blonde white hair and you've got
that albino
look. Almost albino. You know, he's got that look.
He just didn't look good.
He makes Boomer Esiaas look like Fabio.
Yeah. He should wear muted tones.
Right.
You know? Because when you wear the bright colors, your face ends up looking like a wall that's been painted flat white.
Mm-hmm. Someone should put him in earth tones.
That's absolutely. Right. Something a little more subtle.
You dressed really stupid, Phil.
That was the game of the day, guys.
You know, excuse me, Mike.
Yeah, go ahead.
We got to start. I wish that someday there would be some way that we could find out information like this through our computers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like about Phil Simms or about Jim Nance or... about imagine this a day when you could pay bills with your computer. Can you imagine
that'd
that
be
day?
Nice.
Well, right here in the year 1972.
I can't wait for that.
In 1972, we're telling you it's possible. Please listen.
Fingertip shopping will be one of the many homemaker's conveniences. This video console will be channeled into the store of her choice. There, a camera will scan a display of where.
This is from a little collection, 25 years from now.
It's a good one.
So in 1972.
I like this one.
Roughly 25 years ago. Uh-huh. It is called Computers of the Future.
Wow. Oh, good.
25 years from now.
In the last few months, we had 3 different recognitions. Where...
That was some German guy.
That scares me a little.
That was a German guy talking.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was the German that hates Scientology.
I like it.
Here is...
What time is it?
It's Obama time!
All right. You be quiet, Rob. Okay. 1972, computers.
Fingertip shopping will be one of the many homemaker's conveniences. This video console will be channeled into the store of her choice. There, a camera will scan a display of wares, which she will select by push button.
I guess they're showing it now.
We're scanning.
But another part of this console is a household monitor screen.
It's a
which maintains
thing.
A watch on critical areas in the house, swimming pool, or yard.
Hey, you know what?
What?
This music makes me want to have sex.
What the wife selects on her console will be paid for by the husband at his counterpart console. All bills and transactions will be carried out electronically.
Even in the 70s, it was still set up that way. Daddy would pay.
A central bank computer will debit the family's account the amount of purchases and credit the department store, for example, informing the family's home computer at the same time.
Yeah.
I don't believe
it. Wish I knew the name of the narrator. It's a famous narrator.
The father, at the touch of a button, receives an instantaneous printed copy of his budget, the amount of taxes he owes, the payments left on the car, and so forth.
I don't believe this will ever happen.
Documents and household records are available on the video screen for immediate reference.
You're kidding.
It's crazy talk.
Also at his disposal is an electronic correspondence machine, or home post office, which allows for instant written communication between individuals anywhere in the world.
That's dreaming, man.
What are you, high?
To maintain these and hundreds of complex electronic circuits, a monitor checks all circuits every few seconds, inserts a backup circuit if and when trouble develops, and alerts the communal service agency for replacement.
Dun dun.
Wow.
Pretty cool.
That's pretty good. I like that.
That's actually pretty good. We've got four or five of those.
And that's they knew what they were talking about back in 72.
That were actually in some sort of time capsule somewhere where they actually recorded these things, what we think. And a lot of them, like, email coming true.
Yeah.
Except it's funny. You got to see the video. It's on YouTube. The way that it's set up is so, even though it's 1972, it's so
right.
50s, it's like...
It sounds 50s.
Mom will make the purchases, and they show the mom in a store with a shopping cart while dad pays. And dad's sitting in front of one of those things, like in the movies when you wanted to look at old newspapers,
yeah.
And you got that gigantic screen with the microfilm.
Oh, yeah, okay, like we used to have in school.
Uh-huh. Dad's sitting in front of one of those jobbers right, as mom's making her purchase, and it doesn't go through until dad says... Okay.
Wouldn't that be great?
If only.
If only that was the way it really worked. It's pretty good, though, for 72 because, you know, 25 years ago, people were saying, oh, what's this World Wide Web?
Oh, you know, we've not started the show. What time is it?
Wow. It's Obama time!
The Don and Mike Show.
Let's just do it. Say it, baby.
We need Barack Obama.
Matt Lauer, what would you like us to do?
Well, you're not supposed to spank it.
It's Obama time!
I can't believe it. These guys are fags.
Hi there.
These kids are fags. I can't believe it. Well, now, God damn it, they're fags.
Yeah, we are.
You're awful funny, aren't you?
We try to be.
And as for my clothes, well, you happen to have caught me in a moment of self-pleasure. I appreciate your discretion. That will be all.
Why men's rooms?
Well, they're comfortable.
Whenever I'm about to do something, I think, would an idiot do that? And if they would, I do not do that thing.
Good. Oh, hi, Buzz.
Hi. I'm the oldest man in the world.
And for many of our listeners...
Being careful, it's very important to me, because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
That was not funny. Don't you stop laughing. That ain't funny.
Here's our phone number, everybody.
Let's pick a phone, and let's call that hotline today.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
As long as we heard a little bit of it about, how about Germans who hate Scientology?
In the last few months, we had three different recognitions where we fully accepted as a church. That was in Sweden, in Spain, and in Portugal. Why can we do not do the same thing in Germany?
In Berlin, the politicians have the feeling that Scientology is trying to have an impact, to influence policies within Germany in a way that is not considered to be their business.
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
Look at Ron. Bob laughing back there. Donnie loves that.
It's Obama time.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, it is.
How about you? Are you happy?
I'm not happy.
How about you, Whoopi? How are you?
I'm horny. You're horny. Come on, let's go do it.
Hi, Whoopi.
We need Barack Obama.
No, you know what we need?
What glorious goo.
Yeah, right, right.
All right. A little quiet for Super Jock.
Here we go.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Hi, everybody.
Well, hi, everybody.
Hey, welcome back.
Welcome back to the show.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Don and Mike show. Start with Tavares and hope you had a good weekend. Our phone number, same as it was last week, 877-365-3636. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, how
Hello.
Are you?
What's happening? Hi.
Hi there.
I actually have two questions for you.
You what? What, darling?
I have two questions for you.
Ah, yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. My first question is, you're awfully funny, aren't you, the woman in your intro? What is that from?
You're what? You're awfully funny.
You're awfully funny, aren't you?
You're awful funny, aren't you? Right.
Sounds old.
Some cartoon.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a cartoon? Okay. And then my other question is, I'm getting a really nice Christmas present from my boyfriend. Do you have any ideas on what I should get him?
Guess how big it is. It's the size of a stick of butter.
Gee. You know, I think really it doesn't have to be a possession.
Right.
It can be a service.
Sweet. I'm completely down with that.
But yeah, so to speak.
A promise of a daily service.
Yeah, for a month.
Okay.
For a life. For a year.
For a year.
For a year.
For a year.
Oh, it better be a good gift.
It's a really good gift that I'm getting. So maybe I'll give him 5 years
day. What are you getting?
I'm getting a ring.
Like for an engagement ring?
I'm not sure yet. He hasn't asked me. I just know we're going to get sized for it.
Oh. So. Will you be thrilled if it is an engagement ring?
I don't know if
what
I'll
if it's
be
a,
thrilled.
What if it's a,
wow.
Look at
that.
I'd be really happy. I'm perfectly content the way we are. I don't think we need to.
Well, for God's sakes, have you shared that with him?
What if he's getting a penis ring?
Oh, yeah. He knows. He and I are both on the same page as far as that's concerned, but I don't know what his intention is.
When you said you would promise that for 5 years, you don't want to make that go any longer than the marriage. So
Okay. You
may want to slack off just a little
conditional.
Bit. Because it's going to be very awkward to continue doing that after the divorce.
Yeah, exactly.
Of course. I understand completely.
But you're happy. You're satisfied. Just pass that along to him.
How long have you been cohabitating?
3.5 years.
Sinner!
Oh, that's good, though. She's a good sinner. That's good. You two crazy kids are happy.
Oh, God, yeah. Happier than I've ever been.
Okay. Oh, good.
All right. Well, then,
don't mess it up.
Maybe he's just giving you a friendship ring.
You know, one can only hope.
You got a little lung congestion there, sweetheart?
Yes, a little bit.
I used to know a guy. Thank you for the call, honey. I knew a guy who was a bit of a player.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a long time ago. This guy really would buy rings, not cubic zirconia, but nice rings, like $100 rings.
Right.
Would buy them in gross, like 20. Mm-hmm. And he'd be going out with these chicks, and he would say to them, "You mean a lot to me." And he'd give them the little box, and he would say, "You know what this is? This is not an engagement ring. It doesn't mean that we're together forever.
Mm-hmm.
This is simply a friendship ring."
Oh, a friendship ring.
A friendship ring.
The friendship
it's good
ring.
Good to have friends.
That's back in the 70s.
Well, I'm telling you.
70s and 80s. The friendship ring.
Uh-huh. It worked.
It was like way back when, before even I went to school. It predated my time, but they pinned people. You pinned someone. It was like a pre-engagement.
This was something that was done by a grown man. I'm old enough to remember when I went to high school. Ridiculous. You had, talking about babies having babies and just promoting that whole thing. You had an entire philosophy based around it was okay to give, like, a girl in 10th grade a pre-engagement ring.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You go
crazy.
Out, you go to the jewelry store, you buy, like, a $100 ring, you give it to her, and in essence, she's already got you.
Well, didn't you have the couples in your high school that were, just rushing it? That were like the old married couple by their junior year.
Right.
It was ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I think that we all those of us that did not have girlfriends that were that serious looked at guys like that and were kind of jealous simply because they were usually, at least when I went to high school, very active.
Yeah, they were getting
They were getting it like a married couple.
Yeah, but this guy that I'm talking about with these rings, his name I think was, his DJ name was Ray Bones. And
Michael Scott Bones?
Ray Bones.
Oh, Ray Bones. Okay.
No, it wasn't Shannon. Okay. It really wasn't.
It sounds pure Shannon. Sounds exactly like Shannon.
Really, he would buy 20 of these pretty expensive rings.
It's an investment.
20.
Because he got them cheaper and he knew he was going to have 20 relationships
and he'd
during
go out,
the year.
He'd go out with a girl and he'd find her. He'd want to keep her on a string. So he'd give her the friendship ring. And then when he would break up with them, he would say, well, listen, why don't you keep that? It was just a friend because, you know, we're going to be friends. And
right.
It was a great way around it.
Did he have a lot of former relationships that were friends?
No.
Or did...
No, he didn't
have any of them. They all walked away.
Good on paper.
That's pretty good.
I think basically what happened was he would find these women.
DJ, right?
Yes.
Of course.
He'd find them. He'd bang them a couple of times.
Sure.
Then he'd say, you know, you mean so much to me, but I really can't make a commitment to you. Why did you accept this? And she'd look at it like she's the only girl that he's ever thought about getting this thing for.
Were the rings identical?
Yes.
Well, I guess a ring is a ring. Like, you know? I mean, a ring is a ring. But I just would imagine that if these women ever somehow bumped into one another, you know, while he was around, it could cause a little bit of a trouble.
Not a chance. I believe that they were mainly like meat market types.
Ah, so they came from different areas.
All I know is that he had a box of rings.
Wow. That's funny. You got to get them cheaper that way.
Friendship rings.
Uh-huh. You're a very good friend.
And a lot of it would be if he was banging a girl and starting to lose her. It'd be a way
If he liked what he had, he wanted to keep her around.
Keep her around for a while. Hi there, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hi.
Hello. How you doing?
We're doing great. How about you?
This is your DHL driver who comes up and down Main Street to your, what is it, 10800?
You're over in Fairfax?
I'm in Fairfax. Yeah, I'm your faithful driver. I just got put on to you by another employee. That guys are wonderful.
Well, I think he's saying we're wonderful.
Well, Steve just got a package that came in.
Okay.
It's called Teabagging to the Oldies with Richard Simmons.
You know, you're really amusing somebody there, but you're speaking in such fragments, it's hard to understand what you're trying to say.
Oh, he just got this,
What kind of phone are you using?
Hey, what time is it?
It's Obama time!
A T-Mobile phone.
Oh,
you're in a big metal.
You know how that is.
You're in a big metal truck, right?
Yeah, big metal truck. Mm-hmm. With a lot of other retarded stuff in the back.
Right, you're in a big metal truck. You're not in handcuffs in the big metal truck, are you?
No.
Okay, just making sure. All right, my friend.
Well, Rob, appreciate your gift.
Love it. Yeah.
Okay, see you.
Don't
make me and Mike go freestyling on your ass again.
Holla.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Howdy.
Hey,
hello.
Guys.
Hi.
There was one thing you guys didn't point out about the game with Pittsburgh and New England yesterday.
Yeah.
Late in the third quarter, when Tom Brady missed Randy Moss across the middle in the end zone, the ball went through his hands. And I'm not kidding. Phil Simms said he gave him the high hard one. And he couldn't handle it.
No, you're right. I heard it. Absolutely. I laughed out loud. Good call by you. Yeah. That's just what Phil Simms said.
Didn't know if you could pull that audio. It was classic, though.
Yeah, it was good. Thank you.
They were both gay for Brady. I guess all announcers are gay for Brady now when he's in a game.
Well, GM. He gave him the high, hard one.
Nobody throws the ball like that. You know, people say it's easy, just throwing a crossing pattern like that. It's not easy at all.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, fellas.
Hi there.
Hey, I'm surprised you didn't recognize the voice of Alexander Scorby, isn't it?
On which tape?
When you're playing the tape of 25 years from now.
Is that the announcer?
Is that who it is?
Is that who
is
it was?
Is that Alexander Scorby that did all the National Geographic?
You know what? You're right. And that's exactly where I knew him from. He did the National Geographic specials, too.
Isn't that 35 years ago, though, now?
That's back
72?
In the...
You know, maybe you're right. I don't know. It just came to us under label of 25 years ago.
I think it's back in the David Walper days, you know, and
Anyway, good call on that. I wouldn't have known that if Mike hadn't said the National Geographic guy.
Yeah, and then that's what I was thinking. He sounded like a famous narrator. I think he's the National Geographic guy, but that's the guy that would always, you know, he'd always narrate the different tribes.
Why is it that I felt like I was watching porno? I'm so glad I thought of this. On Saturday, I was watching the National Geographic channel on the High Def channel.
Yeah, they have some very good stuff on there.
Yeah. It was about reproduction. And it was all about everything that she's got going on down there.
Sure.
And everything that we got going on down there.
Did you learn anything new?
I found it fascinating. But when Janet walked in the room, I had the look of guilt.
He had to turn it off quickly.
She's like, what are you watching? Nothing! Nothing! Nothing!
Same kind of thing. You know, if there's content that you were just really enjoying yourself, that's what you did, you know?
You know, they go down the fallopian tube. They got a camera that's going down there. They're showing the egg. They're showing, and it, you know, looks like a big pus-filled pimple that's waiting to bust through. Uh-huh. Oh, fascinating stuff.
Last night, I you know how when you put on that channel guide and you can keep the little program up in the upper right-hand corner
so
you can watch? But you're going to the guide because you're bored with what's on.
But you still get to watch the TV in the corner.
You still get to watch the TV.
Right.
And I'll have that up in the upper right-hand corner as I'm going through the guide very fast. And I changed the channel. We were watching Dexter on Showtime, and then I guess a promo for the L Word, that lesbian show, came on, and they were doing they had this lesbian scene up in the corner, and Carla noticed that I had stopped moving through the guide because I wasn't watching anything in the guide, like, to select our next channel. I was focused in the upper right-hand corner, and there was really no commentary made whatsoever. I just got the backhand in the shoulder, and she said, hey. That's all it was, hey. And I knew exactly what I was doing because it was a pretty provocative little teaser that they were given for the L Word. I never watched that show, but this looked pretty good. And then I moved on.
A lot of
I
that.
Moved on to whatever else was on. Yeah, cable's been horrible lately,
I came
too.
Running out of the room, and I said, it's Inside the Uterus.
I mean, see you
that was the
that.
Name of the show.
Uh-huh. Was that really the name of it, Inside the Uterus?
It was Our Reproductive System.
Wow.
A half hour about the uterus and then a half hour about sperm and where it goes.
Fair enough.
It was great.
Was it hosted by the same guys that do Inside the NFL?
You know, I do like that National Geographic channel, but I've never seen that one. I hope they run it again.
They will.
I'll be looking for it. Did you log the whole time? Did you stay with it all day?
60 minutes, Mike.
Very good.
First for her pleasure, and then for my pleasure.
Good for you.
Now, about the weekend.
Good for you.
I do have to tell you about something that happened in Costco, in the parking lot at Costco. Now, I am just a participant. Jan and I are going to pick some stuff up, and she says, come on, be a pal, go to Costco with me. And I'm dragging my heels the whole way. Like, not on a weekend.
Right.
She says, just be my buddy, you know, sit in the car. Okay, I can do that.
Not a bad deal.
We find the spot. She says, I'm going to run right in. I'll run right back out. True enough, she's in and out 10 minutes. She gets backed by the car, and I notice that there is something going on. She's speaking to somebody behind the car.
There's a bit of a moment happening.
Yeah. I get out of the car, and I simply observe. I see Janet saying to someone, as the woman's walking away, just explain it to me. Just explain it to me. And there are people standing around looking.
Sure.
So you're not really that focused on it, so you're coming in late to the party. So you, at this point, don't know what's going on.
Right. Janet's saying to a woman who's walking away from her, just explain it to me. And the woman turns around and says, blah, 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 blah. And I say, what is going on? Because meanwhile, there are people who are waiting.
Gathering.
People are doing, no. Watching. The people in the parking lot have the blinkers on.
Oh, you get a choice space. You have a choice space.
Yeah, we got a real good spot. They're like making dibs on the spot.
Right. Hate that at Costco. But, I mean, it's the number one parking lot for them.
And we are having some sort of UN meeting in the back of this car.
She sounds upset?
Yes. Now, what happens is I'm standing there, and Janet says, I'm so tired of this. And I say, what are you talking about? She said, she's one of the card people. And I said, what is a card person? And she said,
the checks your card?
No. C-A-R-D. She said, these people have never come up to you in Costco's parking lot? And I said, no. And the woman is still standing at this point, about 5 feet away, almost waiting for me to be judge and jury on whatever has transpired.
Right.
What are the card people?
Here's what it is.
She has a card that says, hello, I'm new in this country. I don't speak English. I have X number of children. Can you please give me some money? Okay.
Wow, I've never heard of that.
Card people.
No, Janet says, generally speaking, she'll either, if she's in the mood like most of us, slip them a buck or walk by. She said the woman stood there giving her the card, and Janet said, no, thank you. And then when Janet said, no, thank you for the third time, Janet said, excuse me, but I have to know, if you have a card that says you have no money and you don't speak the language, why, and you need donations, why do you have a Louis Vuitton purse on?
Wow, that's pretty confrontational.
And I said to Janet, I'm standing there, and I'm now sizing up the card lady, right?
Yeah.
And I look back at Janet, and I go, well, how do you know it's not a knockoff?
Right.
And she says, well, trust me, it's not. She said,
It's a real Louis Vuitton?
She says, I know enough about it. Uh-huh. And meanwhile, the woman with the card, at this point, she's kind of nodding like, yeah, it is real.
Wow.
Now, she didn't want to.
I think you're on to something.
The lady with the card didn't want to say anything. She just wanted to walk away.
Mm-hmm.
And Janet's point was, as she stood at the back of our car with the trunk open, she was just standing there saying to the lady over and over again, just explain that to me. Explain it to me how it is that you're begging for money while you have a Louis Vuitton purse.
Well, she can't explain it because she doesn't speak English.
Right.
So you say.
So I say. That's right. I know. Right. If, you know, who knows? So she's got the $1,000 purse.
Not really much of a story there. I mean, I asked. Like,
well, who won?
Well, nobody won because I said to Janet, "Get in the freaking car.
Get in the car."
You know. Meanwhile, people that were walking around, the thought seemed to be, "Well, yes, it. Even if it's a knockoff, you know what? It's a goddamn nice, fancy purse."
Yeah. And, I agree.
And you're begging for money outside you're Costco.
No matter whether you have a card or not, I've never heard of it, but it's panhandling, and you know, it's that type of thing.
Maybe that's why she's broke. She bought the purse.
That's because she takes her money that she gets and may, you know, who, you know, when you give money to somebody like that, you never know where the money's going
to
go.
Maybe someone gave it to her. Maybe she got it at a secondhand thrift shop, something like that.
Yeah, because that's what they sell there. Is Louis Vuitton purses. I mean,
Costco their stomping ground? I mean, are these parking lots where I've never seen that?
You know what?
Before.
It would be a hot place for a panhandler.
Jan said at the
end. A lot of cash transactions, so people have money.
Where we were in Sterling, Virginia, that one.
Wow.
That it happens all the time.
I mean, I see out here, we got the real deal out here. Some of these guys, you know. I mean, these guys that stand on the median here in Rockville.
Veterans.
I mean, there's no Louis Vuitton there.
Hey, listen, I go to stores. I see MTV Cribs, okay? And I'm telling you, this was not like just a little carry-on thing.
Yeah, but you're right, even if it was a knockoff.
This was a big-ass thing that had that big LV all over it, and she was standing there saying to me, Janet was saying to me, well, first off, look at the leather. This is how close the woman was to us. She was saying, well, look at the leather. Look at that. On a knockoff, you don't get real leather. That's real leather. And second, look at it. It's perfect. Look at how it's stitched. Look at it. It's a beautiful purse. It's a purse I could never afford myself. And I just want to know how someone in a parking lot is begging for money while they're carrying a purse that really is probably worth a whole month's worth of, and she's getting herself all worked up.
But I mean, if she is really 100% sure that it was a Louis Vuitton, but even if it was a knockoff, I mean, that's,
well, well, I saw
it's a little, makes you suspicious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I saw the logos, and then I just said, you know, why don't we just get in the car?
You weren't sharing her passion for this particular issue.
No, I said, I don't think you're going to get an answer, you know, because the lady was just standing there kind of looking at us. And everyone.
And the lady doesn't speak English. Even if she does speak English, she's not going to say anything in English.
Did she do anything to let on that she understood what you were saying?
You know what she would do? She'd just stand there. And every time someone would look at her, she'd just hold up the card. Yeah.
You know what? If Janet was really serious, you know, hang out at the Costco for the afternoon till the lady gets tired of doing that, and then just kind of do a little surveillance
and then
see what kind of car she gets into.
You know what? I bet there's a ring of them. I bet there's some smarter guy that hires them.
Maybe
drops them around.
Hi, Don and Mike show. Hello,
gypsies.
Hey, Don.
Hey,
gypsies.
Yeah, there's gypsies all over the place. They hang out in Reston and Fairfax. This is common throughout Fairfax County Police. If you'd kept an eye on her, she'd probably go to a van where she's got her sugar daddy or whatever, and they get tons of money.
Did you see anywhere in the parking lot, Don, a festively painted wooden van?
I was looking. Well, now
a horse-drawn cart?
A cart.
With pans on it?
A cart with nothing attached to it.
Oh, now I got to look for gypsies, tramps, and thieves.
That's right.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello, guys. Wichita, Kansas. How you doing?
Hi there. What's happening?
Hey, Rob, Thespian Troop 183. How you doing, buddy? Hey, Don. Here in Wichita, Kansas, they have cards and they say they're deaf. They say they're deaf and they can't get a job because they're deaf. And they want you to, but they don't just ask for money. They act like they're selling regular Bic pens for $5. I've always wanted to try and call the bluff and slam a book or something. I'd never have the nerve to do it behind them, but that's what they do here in Kansas.
Well, what do you want to do? Like walk up and back them with a firecracker?
Yeah, like slam a chair behind them, or yell boo or something like that. See if they react or if they're faking. But then if they didn't, I'd look like a huge A in front of the whole restaurant.
I bet the people. You know something? I bet the people that do that, even if they're scamming, I bet they are used to that. I bet they have trained themselves not to react to big, loud sounds, because I bet people do it all the time.
Hi there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, Buzz, I wanted to comment on what you said about that Louis Vuitton bag. She probably did get that at a thrift store, because, like, for instance, my wife, she got me an Armani jacket in a thrift store for $15.
It can happen. I mean, it sounds like it's probably a scam, but you never know for sure.
But I've also seen news reports when they talk about panhandlers that, you know, at the end of the day, they get into their Mercedes-Benz that it's parked around the corner. Right. You've seen that before, too.
Sure.
I mean, that does happen. It's not like that's never happened, of course.
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hi. Hello. Oops, I'm sorry. There you go. You're on the air. Hi.
Pretty good. Over in Seattle, hello?
Yeah, hi there.
Hi, pretty good.
It is.
No, it's good. It's not just pretty good. It's good.
Good.
It's good. It's good.
Good.
Why did you say pretty good when we picked up the phone?
I don't know. Just talking to Joe, and he clicked over to me. So, anyway, I was just going to say, over in Seattle, they have, like, people who make, it's like,
another possible, grand. Another example of my lack of satisfaction with some of our callers. I was trying just to get a tiny little bit of satisfaction there.
Mike, it's the holidays.
It's the holidays, I understand.
It's the holidays.
Pretty good. Go ahead, sir. Hello?
Oh,
that's my fault. That's my fault. I take full responsibility, but none of the blame.
Pretty good. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Pretty good.
Don.
Yeah, and Mike. We're both here. Hi there.
Yeah. Hey, why didn't you give the lady $20 for the purse?
Hey, why do you sound like one of those guys from the 20s, huh?
Hey, I got an idea. Give her $20 for the purse, then she'll make a $15 profit, and you'll have a great day.
You get yourself a flopper.
See?
What do we do? You see, we're going to go down to Chicago. It's prohibition time, and I want to tell you, Capone runs the city.
Torpedoes is what I need. What we'll do is we'll get the lady with the Louis Vuitton purse, we'll get her over in the gypsy van, and we'll run the gypsy van down into the river.
We're all going to be downtown Chicago.
Yeah.
And the post office, see?
Sure.
Ness will never come in here, see?
That's the Chicago way.
Yeah. Hi, Don and Mike show. Hello.
You know, that buckwheat, he is way ahead of his time. He had pears. I wish I had a watermelon.
Stop it. You had us right there. He was way ahead of his time. Way ahead of his time.
I think it's going to be that way all week.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I really do, but it's kind of fun.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, there's a guy in town that panhandles all day and goes to Indian Casino. I see him there all the time.
All right, and we thank you.
Call her out.
You didn't have to love us like you did, but you did, and we thank you.
Thanks for the call. No need.
Bye-bye.
Sure. Pretty good.
His Indian name smell like turd. Hello?
Oh, he's gone. Stands with a load.
He's gone. Hi, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, it's a scam.
Pretty good.
I had the same woman get
ejected.
All right, good call.
Bye!
Yeah, the same woman.
Yeah, it's a scam.
Very same woman, Mike.
I know it all.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.